You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, currently the law has minimums, which is 5 days per year, and you can't take any in your first 6 months, and it doesn't accumulate. So each year starts again, and everybody should have an employment agreement in writing that has either refers to sick leave and says it's the minimum or it's greater, or for many people it probably doesn't say anything, in which case the minimum applies. Trade union members typically have higher amounts in their collective agreements because unions negotiate above the minimums, you know, higher rates of pay, better holidays, better sick leave and so on. And it's quite common for trade union agreements to have, you know, double that amount and accumulating or more. So it depends who you are and what industry you're in. Some agreements even have no specific limit on sick leave. They just basically expect you to take sick leave when you're sick and go to work when you're well, and don't see sick leave as a target. So there's a range of issues. And then there's the last government, the previous government, brought in the ability for employers to get medical certificates off staff who take even 1 day sick leave, which we thought was pretty poor. But, you know, it depends on your employer, really, what approach they take to things. And preferably they have a much more trusted relationship with their staff and don't expect medical certificates all the time.
It sounds to me already like it's very dependent and variant on work. Do we have enough baseline consistency to sort of mould between the diverse range of work that exists in New Zealand? Is the way that we're setting some kind of median efficient? Does it catch everyone the way it should?
Well, I guess we're talking about a minimum, and what we're looking to do, of course, is increase the minimum to 10 days a year. And we see the Greens have come out in support of that. That's great. We support their policy too. I think the age of computers and laptops and lockdowns and all of those things has, for many workers, blurred things a little bit, but I think those minimums are still incredibly important. And what I mean by that is, I think many people would come to work when they're not when they're contagious. You know, they might have the flu or a cold or whatever. And I think these days it's more likely that if possible and if people are able to, they stay home and work behind their laptops or their iPads or their phones or whatever. And they don't come to work and spread around their germs. But they might feel well enough to get on with their work. And I think there's a grey area is developing. But really, there's still, for most people, we still need those minimums. And our view is that unless you have a right to sick leave and you can be paid for being away from work when you're sick, you're likely to come to work when you're sick. And that obviously won't help your recovery. It obviously will impair your ability to do the job. And it'll obviously potentially mean the spread of your illness to other co-workers. So we really need people to stay away when they're sick. And to do that, we need them to not suffer financially in doing so.
So this is exactly why you wrote that increasing the minimum is a basic issue of safety. Does that just apply in terms of achieving the goal, as you say, of people staying away from work if they're unwell? Or does this, being a basic issue of safety, go beyond the staying away from work when you're sick?
I think in the COVID period it has extra meaning because we know that even getting tested needs to be a cost-free exercise for workers. A lot of workers can't afford to take a day off to go get tested if they don't have sick leave or some leave to get it. So there's that issue. But secondly, if your fatigue is a massive issue when it comes to health and safety, and unwell people tend not to be as alert and they tend to be more tired. So it is an issue around that kind of safety as well. When people are unwell, they're probably not as safe in their work practice.
You raised that you've endorsed Green Party policy. The Greens are polling at around 5%, so there is question around whether or not they'll meet that threshold this election. Will we see implementation or a shift away from the minimum being this low soon?
I mean, it's in the hands of the electorate, essentially. Clearly, not all political parties support the stance. I would be surprised if the parties of the right supported it. Traditionally, they don't support workers' rights in this way. Minimums seem to go up much more successfully, obviously, when we have parties of the left in government. So that would augur well for getting this over the line. I think we'll see if there's, be interesting to see if there's any further announcements over the coming period for the run-up to the election. It'd be good to hear views of more parties on this issue, and we hope to draw them out. But we're confident that in time we'll get there. It's not a matter of if, but when, is our view. Just like paid parental leave and these other things, they started off to be looking like monumental challenges, but we got there in the end, and like all things, we just keep our campaigns going.
Sure.
That's how political change happens, and that's what unions do.
COVID-19 has really focused all our minds on the importance of staying at home when you're sick. I wonder if that might be a catalyst to get us to that end goal faster. Do you think that it will change the shift towards implementation of a higher minimum quicker?
Yes, we do, and we've chosen this time to come out a bit stronger on this issue. We've had a long-standing policy of better sick leave, but we have highlighted it right now because we think the current COVID conditions have really put it a higher, revealed really, the need to have better sick leave. And so we do think this is a good time for that. I think secondly too, I think many people have got much more used to having a more trusting relationship with their staff. They've had to. With work from home, with doing all these things, and would like to think that people understand that working people, they don't choose to get sick, they don't like being sick, but they need the ability to stay home from work when they're not well enough. And I think it's just sort of brought that issue to the surface more and makes good timing for this issue to be raised in a campaign.
Yeah, most definitely. And so what the Greens are arguing is that the minimum would be increased from 5 days to 10. Is 10 the right number to be shooting for? What do you think about that?
We think it's a good target right now. We do. We think it makes sense. We also want to see that you can get sick leave from day one instead of having to wait for 6 months, which would also be another change, because in our view, you're just as likely to get sick, your first 6 months of work as your second or your third 6 months of work. There's no logic to that. And so we'd like to change that too. I mean, in broad terms, we just think there should be a higher trusting relationship at work, that we don't want a master-servant relationship between employers and workers. We want a much more trusting, high-trust relationship where people just understand that people want work to be successful. Workers want to be successful. They want their organisations where they work to be successful, and they want to be sort of seen as the relationship should be based on that, not on a sense that the staff want to rip off the boss, because
yeah.
I don't believe that's the case. I think people want to be in jobs that they enjoy and make a difference, and that should be the basis for employment.
Yeah, it does feel like we have a New Zealand workplace culture of making an employee work to deserve something that really should just be activated from the get-go.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's this kind of narrative that we should be grateful for work, when in fact, this world wouldn't happen if workers didn't build it.
Yeah.
Employers wouldn't have businesses if we didn't do all the work, if working people didn't do their job and then spend the money in them. It's meant to be a social contract.
Mm. So I'm going to finish with one last question. I recently started contract work, which means no sick leave. There is speculation that possibly contract work will become increasingly common too. Possibly we are moving to a culture of working from home way more, and contracting will be a way around that and become sort of a way of the future. How do you suggest or predict we might navigate better rights and provisions for sick leave for contract workers?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is it's actually been a long-standing issue, and it's sort of coming to the fore more now. Our view is that contractors, a lot of the push for more contracting comes from a lobby which wants to get out of their obligations to workers. So there's a real push for many quarters to say we should have far more contractors and less employees, but that just means there's less responsibility towards your worker if you have a contractor status rather than an employee status. In our view, we shouldn't have more contractors than is legally appropriate. We do think there are people who are categorised as contractors when in fact they should be employees, and those are legal issues. But secondly, I think we need to build more rights for contractors, including the right to collectively bargain, and those are issues that we are promoting with officials and with government and have been for a long time, that if we don't do that, we effectively have people working way below the minimum wage, with far fewer rights to sick leave and annual leave and all those other entitlements that employees get. So it's a slippery slope, and we should be very careful not to sort of fall for it. It doesn't have to be that way. We need to make real protection for working people, and that's really just another way of getting around employer obligations in the main. There is a place for contractors, but we don't think we should surrender any more ground to it than was absolutely necessary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.